Suddenly, a tile came clattering down from the roof and fell into the yard. The song thrush took off fast and flew away. Then another tile came down. Then half a dozen more. And then, very slowly, like some weird monster rising up from the deep, Grandma's head came through the roof. Then her scrawny neck and the tops of her shoulders.
"How am I doing, boy?"
she shouted.
"How's that for a bash-up?"
Don't you think you'd better stop now, Grandma?" George called out.
"I have stopped," she answered. "I feel terrific. Didn't I warn you I had wizardry in the tips of my fingers? But you wouldn't listen to me, would you? You wouldn't listen to your old Grandma."
You didn't do it, Grandma," George shouted back at her. "I did. I made you a new medicine."
"A new medicine? You? What rubbish!" she yelled.
I did, George shouted.
"You're lying as usual," Grandma yelled. "You're always lying."
I'm not lying, Grandma. I swear I'm not."
The wrinkled old face high up on the roof stared down suspiciously at George.
"Are you telling me you actually made a new medicine all by yourself?" she shouted.
Yes, Grandma, all by myself."
"I don't believe you," she answered. "But I'm very comfortable up here. Fetch me a cup of tea."